Hello.
Yes, number 10.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, clear.
Okay.
Clear.
Okay. Now you can see that first we will attack the get the weapon and hit on the three times on the head of the, I mean, the self-cherishing attitude. Okay? You can just translate that, yeah? Mm-hmm.
今天我们要开始第50个偈颂, 业力力气经举起,怒挥三次头顶上。
So usually it is just like that. Now here it's saying that usually whenever we have to hit someone, first we will seek for the true enemy to hit. But now here it's telling that our real enemy is our negative, I mean the negative thought, like a self-cherishing attitude.
一般来说, 如果我们想要去攻击一个敌人, 要先认识敌人是谁。 在这边所谓的敌人, 就是指我们一些烦恼, 尤其是指这个我爱值。
So usually, so in the, you can see in the mind training, so you can see the all the talks about to the controlling over the self-cherishing attitude. So that's why here it said that the, so it said that the we will hit the weapon of the karma on the head of the self-cherishing attitude three times.
Mm-hmm. 那正如这边的偈颂所说到的，我们可以举起我们的业力的利器，那挥打我们这个敌人三次。So
usually, whenever we do the special like a puja to removing the obstacle, usually always it will remind us that we have to visualize the our self-cherishing attitude as a demon.
一般来说，当我们在做一些比较特别的除障法门的时候，都会想要除掉我们的这个障碍。 那在这个修行的过程当中，通常我们都会发现，会说我们呢要把我们这个我爱子观想成魔。So
whenever, because the when the demons or the whatever, when we talk, in the real demon or the all these are the just like the manifestations of the our own the negative thoughts.
事实上，我们所谓真正的这个魔，就是我们的烦恼的化现。
So there is a one very famous story of the Milarepa. When the Milarepa was in the staying in the cave, so he saw the one of the demon entering in his cave.
有一个很有名的故事是有关弥勒日巴尊者。当弥勒日巴尊者在山洞里面修行的时候，有一个魔进入到山洞中。So
that the demon of the Milarepa first he get a little bit scared.
一开始弥勒日巴有点害怕。
Then demon told the Milarepa, why you are getting scared of me? Actually, they are the worst demon than me inside of your mind.
那这时候这个魔就跟弥勒日巴尊者说，你为什么要害怕呢？这世界上威力最强大的魔，事实上就是你的习，在你的心里。So
Milarepa, then he told, yeah, you are very right, really, very right. So if I can catch the self-cherishing attitude, then I can catch the demon. The self-cherishing attitude is the more worstest. It is the one of the worst demons. So he have said that.
那这时候弥勒日巴尊者就说：“对，真的是很对。如果呢，我可以抓到我内心的这个魔，也就是我爱执，那我就可以抓到真正外在的魔。我爱执呢，就是这个世界上最糟糕的一个魔。” So
that's why here it said that. So here it said that. So now whenever we chant the mantra, whenever we are chanting the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, or the Shri Banzai Kota Haya Geva Hulu Hulu Hum, whatever the mantra you are chanting, in that time when you are chanting the mantra, that time you have to visualize that all this mantra effect fell upon the self-cherishing attitude.
Mm-hmm. 我们都要想，这一个我们所持的咒语呢，是有非常的威力，可以对治我们的我爱执。So
because once we have a very strong self-cherishing attitude, with that self-cherishing attitude, again we will commit the so many of the negative karma. With that negative karma, again we will fail, we will face the so many of the unfavorable result.
当我们有我爱执的这个心态的时候，我们就会造恶业。 我们造恶业呢，就会有很多不好的结果出现。
So you can see that the, because of the self-cherishing attitude, what we are happening is that the, because of self-cherishing attitude, so we are creating a lot of the negative karma.
所以我们可以知道，当我们有很强烈的这个我爱执的态度，这个心态的时候，我们就会造恶业。
So that's why with the negative karma, so that's why we are facing, we are having the so much of the unfavorable, I mean the result, we are facing that.
当我们造恶业的时候，我们就会面对很多这个不好的状况。
So that's why when we have to remove the, when we have to stop the, stop to committing the negative karma, we have to stop the self-cherishing attitude.
所以当我们想要停止造恶业，我们就必须先停止我爱执的心态。
So that's why here it's saying that whenever you chant the mantra, whenever you started doing the, any of the deity practice, you have to strongly, you have to think that the, all these practices may reduce your the self-cherishing attitude or negative thoughts.
当我们在持咒，或者是我们在做任何本尊的说法的时候，我们必须去想说，借由这样子可以让我们减少我们的我爱执，以及减少我们的烦恼。
So that's why you generally in the every of the practices, every of the Buddhist practices, what you have to do is that, that the, we have to one mainly, you should have the one goal in your mind whenever you start the practice.
当我们想要开始修行的时候，我们必须在我们心中立下一个目标。
Okay, because the moment the practice of, so we have to need that. Suppose the, when you are the practicing the Buddhism, first you need the main goal is the practice in the Buddhism is the to challenge all your negative thought. That's the most important thing. You have to make that target.
当我们开始想要做佛法的修行的时候，我们必须在内心下一个目标。那这个目标是什么？就是想要对治我们内心所有的烦恼。我们必须要把我们的烦恼做作为我们对峙的对象。
So whenever you are, when you are not challenging your negative thoughts properly, then you are not practicing the Buddhism properly.
所以，如果我们没有办法有效正确对峙我们烦恼，就表示我们的佛法的修行并不是很正确的。
So that's why here the negative thoughts. So that's why you can see that now.That as the word that now I will take up the weapon of the karma and the hit the three times on the head, ninja in the head of the self-cherishing attitude.
所以在这个寄送第五十个寄送提到的，我们要举起我们的业力利器，怒挥三次头顶上。那是谁的头顶呢？就是我爱子的头顶。
So now you have to think that the how many times you hit on the negative thoughts, how many times in your life?
从这个寄诵，我们可以好好的思考一下，在我们的一生当中，我们对我们的我爱执，我们曾经打了他几次
？How many times? If you hit one, two, three, maybe I will give you the. If you hit on the five times, more than the five times, you will get the A grade. If you have hit more than the three times, you will get the B grade. If you have not hit more than the three times, you are the fail.
那仁波切说，我们可以帮自己评评分。如果在我们的一生当中，我们曾经对峙我们的我爱子，怒挥他们的头顶上有五次以上的话，那仁波切给我们 A 这个等级。如果说我们对峙差不多有三次，但是不到五次，仁波切给 B。如果我们对峙不到三次的话，仁波切说，那我们就被当了。
So that's the one thing that the Buddhahood is not very far when you overcome the self-cherishing attitude. It's a very true and well said. When you overcome the self-cherishing attitude, Buddhahood is not so far.
那有一句话说咯，成佛是不远的，如果我们可以真的对治我们的我爱执，这句话真的说得很正确。
So every of the practices, every of the, our day-to-day life, they are the so many obstacles we are creating because of the too much of the thinking of the self.
在我们每天的这个修行当中，我们会发现有很多不同的障碍出现。那为什么这些障碍出现？其实都源自于我们的我爱执。
So yeah, so that's why. So even now, the most important thing is that what you have to do is that whenever you are the thinking of the self-cherishing attitude comes, when you think too much of the self, then you should realize that you are generating the strong of the self-cherishing attitude. Then you should have to aware that you should not bow your head towards the self-cherishing attitude.
当我们自己发现自己呢，真的出现了无爱子的时候，其实我们必须去注意到，去警觉到我们心中有无爱子出现了，然后让我们呢，不要让我们自己的行为呢，朝着这个无爱子前进。
So here it said the two truths, the fruit of the two truths and the wisdom eye, isn't it? Should
yes.
be, yeah, yeah. Just can you read that word?
嗯哼。接下来这第五十个偈颂提到二谛逐开慧眼真。
Now here it's talking that how we have to hit on the self-cherishing attitude. First step, wisdom should be generated. Wisdom eye should be generated.
这边的偈颂是在告诉我们要怎么样对治我们的无爱子，要怎么样去鞭打他。第一个就是要有这个智慧，要睁开我们的智慧眼。
So that's why wisdom eye can be generated only we do the analyzing. First, we have to do the one analyze, the what kind of the benefit we are getting when we think too much of the self. What kind of the disadvantage we are getting when we are thinking the too much of the self. That we have to look very clearly.
那怎么样让我们可以增加这个智慧呢？首先，我们必须要做一个分析。我们要去分析我爱子带给我们什么样的好处，还有我爱子带给我们什么样的坏处。
Very simple way. Now we will look on the advantage point. We will getting the good food because of the self-cherishing attitude. Once you don't have the self-cherishing attitude, we won't get the good food. What do you think?
那这边我们就可以有一个很简单的例子来举。首先，我们可以先来看所谓这个我爱子的好处。如果我们有我爱子，就可能会得到比较好的食物；如果没有我爱子，就拿不到好的食物。大家觉得是这样吗？
Because you are drinking the good food, healthy food. Because you are thinking the I, you are having the good food. Yeah,、
mm-hmm.
you are drinking the, I mean, the very good drinks because of the self-thinking idea.、
Mm-hmm. 当我们在这个食用很健康的食物，或者是喝好喝的饮料的时候，是不是因为我们想到我，所以我们才可以有这些好的食物可以吃，可以食用呢？
So there is one of the Tibetan, I mean, the great scholar. He write the two points about the what kind of the benefits of the generating the self-cherishing attitude. He wrote the all this point.
嗯，有一个非常有名的这个学者，他曾经写下我爱子的好处。那他从两个观点来看这样的事情。
So here it said that we have to open the wisdom eye. Open the wisdom eye means that we have to do the analysis.When you have to remove the self-cherishing attitude, first you have to see very clearly benefit and the negative and the positive and the negative point of the self-cherishing attitude.
所以当我们要开我们的智慧眼，我们就必须好好去分析，去分析我爱子它的好处是什么，坏处是什么。
Yeah, very true. As the benefit, what we can get, good food, because of the self-cherishing attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We are having the place where we have to stay because of the self-cherishing attitude. We're thinking for the self, and we look for the place where to live. Thinking for the self, we are having the good food.
所以从这个好处上来看，的确，我们因为有我爱子，所以会想到我们自己。那因为这样的原因，我们就可以得到好的食物，可以得到好的地方来居住。
对不对？
对不对？
对不对？If it's right, then what's wrong in the generating the self-cherishing attitude?
如果说我爱子有这样的好处是对的话，那为什么我们不能有我爱子呢？
Don't think that it's wrong because of the it's said in the such and such a test. Because it's said in the Buddhism, don't think that way. Then it won't affect that much in your mind.
What do you mean? Don't think in the Buddhism way.
Don't think, yeah, you because when you feel that the self-cherishing attitude is wrong because of Buddha have said, because of Buddhism says like that. If you feel like that, it won't be the effective,
mm-hmm.
because you are feeling and what the Buddhism saying is not matching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 那当我们会觉得我爱子是不对的，那是因为佛法，是因为佛陀这样说，说我爱子是不对的。所以当我们这样去想，我们才会觉得我爱子是不对。
So up till now you feel the wrong because you feel that because of the Buddhism says so, in the Buddha says so. That's why you try to feel that the self-cherishing it is wrong. You're trying to feel it because not through your experience, because of the Buddha says. Your experience says the very different. Because experience says that the self-cherishing attitudes brings the good results. That's what we can see in the reality.
当我们觉得我爱子是不对的，事实上是因为佛陀这样说，是因为佛法告诉我们我爱子是不对的。我们不是透过自己个人的经验去了解我爱子是不对的，因为我爱子会带给我们好处，会让我们得到好食物，这些等等的。
In the monastery, there are so many monastery rules. Example, the monks cannot play the football. So it's a very difficult to apply.Because now we have to, even they have so many reasons that why they cannot play the football. But their experience and their way of the thinking is not matching. So that's why they cannot follow that rule properly. Because they don't see any reasons who want to play the football. They don't see any reasons that why they cannot play the football.
就好像在这个寺院里面有很多的规矩，其中有个规矩就是说，寺院里面的出家人不可以踢足球。可是这个很难执行，因为很多的出家人，他们从他们的经验或从他们的想法，他们会觉得踢足球没什么不对呀，跟他们经验是不吻合的。所以即使寺院有定下这个规矩，但是寺院所提出的这个理由，出家人并不能办法接受，还是很多人在踢足球。
So that's why same thing that the self-cherishing attitude, you say that the very wrong thing, but why you are having the very difficult to control it?Because you have not opened the wisdom mind. Because you have not analyzed it properly. That's why right now you are feeling quite difficult.
当我们说我爱子是不对的，是因为我们不是从我们的经验去感受到我爱子不对，所以我们就会觉得我爱子可以带给我们很多的好处。我们没有办法对自我爱子，那原因是源自于我们没有打开我们的智慧眼去分析它。
So very simple way, as I told you before, there are so many of the positive points. We have to accept that positive point of the self-cherishing attitude. We cannot say that the self-cherishing attitude do not have any positive points.
所以我们真的必须去接受一件事情，就是我爱之的确可能对我们带来好处，所以这是我们必须承认的。
So, those are the positive points. So maybe...So we will see an example. When you are thinking for the self, while the thinking for the self, then you will do the so many things of the works for works and the jobs and so many things. You will start to do it because of the thinking of the self. When you lose the thinking of the self, then nothing you can do.
如果我们从我爱子的这个好处来想，我们会因为我的关系会做很多的工作，会做很多的事业。但是如果我们不再去想到我爱子，没有再有这个我爱子出现，这时候我们可能什么都不想做。
What do you feel? Am I right?
大家觉得怎么样？仁波切说的对吗
？These questions should be asked by the yourself and think properly. Okay, don't look at the books. Okay, don't look at the books. Books will tell only theoretically. They will not go on the practical. So your mind will tell more from the practical way.
当仁波切问我们这个问题的时候，事实上这个问题是我们要问我们自己，到底是不是这个样子，而不是从书里面去找答案。因为书里面告诉我们是理论上的东西，它告诉我们的并不是实际上的东西，所以我们要问我们自己，用我们的经验去拿到答案。
Yeah, example. I will give you one example. Just stop.The MP3, just stop. Okay,
下了。OK, 那现在呢，请大家关掉录音的默契，要跟我们讲一个例子。丁。
So that's why now the point is that the, even the not exist or nothing non-exist philosophical way, we can prove the both side. Nothing is exist, everything is philosophical way. Both we can prove it, but the practical way it will be different. Experience way it will be different.
如果我们从佛法义理来看，的确我们可以去分析、去辩论说。什么东西都不存在，但是呢，事实上我们 应该从不同的角度来看。
So that's why the most important thing is what we have to understand, the self-cherishing attitude. We have the negative and the wrong side of the self-cherishing attitude. You should not understand it through the philosophical way. You have to understand it through the practical way. That's more important.
就以我爱子为例，当我们在分析我爱子或了解我爱子，不能从佛法的义理来这个分析它，我们必须从非常实际的面去分析它的好处跟坏处。
Philosophical way, I can prove that nothing is exist. Philosophical way, I will prove that everything is exist. This is a philosophical way. Practical, it won't happen.
如果仁波切去分析我爱子，是用佛法的哲理来分析的话，那可以得到什么都不存在的这样的一个结论，但这并不实际啊。
So that's why my topic is nothing is exist.
所以仁波切说他的这个主题会是什么都不存在。
So this is something like that. So here it's in the open the your wisdom eye. Open the wisdom eye, so you do the analysis. Analysis through the practical way. Practical way analysis, you have to do the find the positive point and negative point, both sides of that.
所以如果以这个五十个弟兄他告诉我们的，就是我们要打开我们的智慧眼。我们要去分析，而且呢是很用实际的方式来分析我爱值它的正面跟反面各有什么好处跟坏处。
So right now in the textbook we're seeing the so many things, negative things of the self-cherishing attitude, but still deep down we are feeling the lot of the positive points of the self-cherishing attitude. That's why we are always generating the self-cherishing attitude.
从经书上来看会发现他提到很多有关于我爱子的负面，他的缺点有什么，可是事实上在我们的内心的深处我们不这样觉得，我们觉得我爱子是有好处，带给我们好处的，也就是因为这个原因我们才不断的产生我爱子。
You can see very example, I know the few alcoholic peoples. When the alcoholic people, when we tell the so many things sort of not to drink the alcohol, it will hurt the physical, they will not listen properly. When they get seriously sick, then they will never touch the alcohol. Only theoretically they will not listen. Oh, they will think and they will carry on the drinking. When they get seriously sick after taking the alcohol, then for them it is very easy to overcome the alcohol.
举例来说，例如像酗酒的人，通常我们都会提醒他们喝酒有多么伤身体，可是呢他们从来不听，但是当他们真的因为这样生病了，他们就会听了。因为当我们劝诫他们的时候是告诉他们一个理论，可是当他们真的生病，他们亲身经验了这种痛苦，他们就会知道喝酒不好。
So this is same thing like that, what is happening like that, same thing is like that.
那这样子一个酗酒的人，这个例子其实就是像我们对于我这个我爱子的认识是一样的。
I have one experience when I was a kid.
仁波切他自己在小孩子的时候曾经有过一个经验。
So usually in the kid when I used to play the some of the game, there is one game like you know the Indian game with the stick and the ball, they are hitting the games. Anyway, this one game in India.
仁波切说他小的时候有一次呢就玩一个游戏，那这个游戏应该就是印度常见的板球。
So one day is one of our teachers near of the teacher's room, so we are playing. So some of the senior monks told me not to play, we will break the glass, we never listen to him. One occasion really we broke the teacher's, I mean the house glasses, I'm so scared. I just run away. So since then I get really afraid to play that game because I saw the result, but practically, because they are just theoretically they are telling me the result, so I could not listen.
那因为仁波切他们小时候很喜欢玩这个板球，常常他们都会在一个庭院玩，那这个庭院呢事实上就在老师住的地方的旁边，那常常都有比较资深的这些出家人跟仁波切他们说，你们不要在这边玩哦，你们可能会打破老师的这个玻璃。可是呢仁波切他们从来都不听，有一次真的就打破老师的玻璃了，仁波切说他真的觉得好害怕，就赶快跑走了。所以呢以前虽然那一些比较资深的学长提醒仁波切他们这个事情，可是因为那是理论上的提醒，等到实际上发生的感觉就不一样了。
So this was first they are telling is a very true, but I can understand it theoretically. I can understand it. Yeah, it can be break, very dangerous. It can break. Yeah, just theoretically I understand, but not practically. When I break it, then I understood it practically. So that made the big difference between the understanding of these two things.
所以当仁波切的这个学长提醒仁波切他们说，在这边玩可能会打破老师的玻璃的时候，这是一种理论上的确是可能发生的。可是当仁波切他们真的打破老师的玻璃，这是实际上发生的事情，所以对仁波切的心理来讲，这是有很大的差别。
So here, mind training, we are talking about the negative points of the self-cherishing attitude. Now, the opening the wisdom, I mean, you have to understand through your practical level. See the, what the positive point of the self-cherishing attitude, see the negative point of the self-cherishing attitude, close all this book from your mind, through your experience. These old books are just showing the one guide, showing you the right. Now that you have to open the, your wisdom eye, you have to do the analysis from the, your side.
当我们想要知道这个所谓我爱之的缺点的时候，我们必须要打开我们的这个智慧眼。那我们的这个智慧眼打开的时候，我要打开的话，我们就必须要先去分析。分析的方式是要用实际的方式来分析，是以我们的经验来看这个我爱之到底有什么优点缺点，而不只是从佛法的书籍上或经典上所提到的来看。
So yeah, so okay, so that's why you are having, so we are having that, so that's why also the when we are generating the wisdom, we have to understand the right matter of the generating the wisdom. Right matter is that you have to analyze this very properly when you are analyzing the negative and the positive point of the self-cherishing attitude.
当我们想要打开这个智慧眼，我们就必须用正确的方式来让我们增加智慧。那也就是说，我们要非常正确的去分析这个无爱执的这个缺点跟优点。
Okay, so this way also you have some, there are so many of the positive points that we have to accept the self-cherishing attitude. So many positive points. Also, there are lots of the negative points. But the thing is, what we are doing is that what we look at them, look at the, these two points more strongly. Positive points and negative points. Okay.
我们必须要去了解。我爱指是有优点跟缺点的，我们必须接受这一点。
Okay, now you have to look at both sides. Okay, this is homework. Okay, positive points and negative points, both sides. Okay.
所以我们对于我爱指的优点跟缺点的这两个方面，我们都必须去观察。
So yeah, now the here thing that the, then the fourth stand. Okay, yeah. Then can you read that the other sentence?
In Chinese,
I think in the English,
English, okay.
Four stands of the fang, I think, yeah?
Yes, I think it's four stands, four strands. Four strands are, okay, we have the four strands to hit our enemy.
Yeah, yeah. Now the four stand hit on the enemy, I mean the four stand to the hit on the self-cherishing attitude. Just talking about strands.
四力牙张刺向敌，也就是说有这个四力可以去对峙我们的我爱执。
Okay, now you can, now here he's talking about the four stands. So you can see that here talking about the four stands means the first we have to hit on the self-cherishing attitude with the four stand. Now we have to understand the four stand here.
这边提到四力牙张刺向敌，所以我们必须去了解何谓四力。
Now, first stand is the first. The first stand is the first. We have the determination to the, do the something right things. We need the determination.
那第一力呢，就是我们必须要有决心。
So determination is something like that. We have to keep the one goal.
这个决心可以让我们向我们的目标前进。
So that's why in the I remember the one conversation in the Vietnam. There's one very small girl. I think she's just 19 years old. Very small girl.
仁波切就想起了在越南的时候，曾经跟一个19岁的女孩讲话。
So that in the refuge, when I'm giving the refuge card, refuge, I will give the refuge card. Behind that, I told her not to harm the any animals.
那时候仁波切帮他们做皈依，那做皈依的时候会有个皈依证，那这边呢有讲到说不能够去伤害其他众生。
So that's why I just asked that girl, So generally, I just ask that girl that, can you do it, not harming any animals, insects also.
And what?
Can you hear me, Julie?
Insect. Okay. 意思怎么解?
Can you just follow it?
Okay. 那这个时候呢, yeah. 就是仁波切就问这个女孩说, 你有办法做到这一点吗? 不要去伤害动物以及昆虫。
So I just asked her, can you just follow this advice?
那这时候仁波切就问这一位小女孩说, 你有办法做到这一点吗?
That small girl gave me the very sharp answer. She told me that in a 1 or 2 days, no one can do it. But at least we should keep it as a goal to do it, not to harming the any insect or animal.
那这个女孩子就跟仁波切讲了一个非常聪明的答案。她跟仁波切说，在一天两天内，没有人有办法达成这样。但是我们要把它立为一个目标，朝这个目标前进。
So very true. So like that, the strength is determination, or we have to keep the one goal that we will challenge the all of our negative thoughts. That we have to keep as a goal. So this is a first strength what we have to build it up.
这位小女孩说了真的非常对。所以我们的第一力就是我们要有决心，我们要保持一个目标。这个目标呢，就是我们终将对治我们所有的烦恼。
So that girl gave me the very sharp answer when I asked her that question.
那个女孩真的是给仁波切一个很好的答案。
Later on, again, I asked her the one question, that girl, which come first, chicken or egg? I just asked her that question.
后来仁波切就问这个女孩说, 我问你一个问题, 蛋跟鸡哪个先?
So again, she answered, her answer is a very, very sharp answer. She gave me that, does it matter? Mm-hmm. Which comes first, does it matter?
Mm-hmm. 这个小女孩给仁波切一个非常聪明的答案。她跟仁波切说,鸡先,蛋先有关系吗?
So generally, So there is some point that the first stand that we have to get with the fourth stand. So the first stand is whenever we are challenging or whenever we have to overcome the negative thoughts. First stand is we have to make the one goal and determinate that we will challenge with our own negative thoughts. That we have to make the determination. This is the first stand we have to build it up.
让我们立下一个目标，朝这个目标前进，就是我们终将可以克服我们所有的烦恼。So
that in our mind, we have to say that again and again and again and again in our mind. Whenever the free, we have to think again and again.
当我们定了这个目标之后，我们必须在我们的心当中不断的提醒自己，有这样一个目标。
So this is the one of the very, very important matter. Even if you look at the psychological, from the human, the psychological point of view, when you think any issue more than 10 or 15 times, then you will see as a truth.
这个真的是非常重要的一个方法。就算我们从心理学角度上来看, 我们会发现任何事情, 只要我们这样不断去想, 想得超过10遍以上的话, 那自然也会觉得它是真的。So
that's why there is one saying that the saying that if you tell the lie 100 times, if you tell that same lie 100 times, it will become the truth.
就好像有一个谚语说到的，当我们讲一句话，那这句话是谎言，我们讲了100次，到后来它也变真的了。So
same thing like that, when you have the first time that we have to build it in our mind, we have to tell again and again to ourselves that I will challenge all the negative thoughts. Especially when you have a very strong anger, you have to think that I will challenge my anger. I will challenge my anger. I will have to overcome my anger. You have to tell again and again of that.
我们必须立下一个目标，而且要有决心，一再不断提醒自己要克服所有的烦恼。例如，如果我们容易生气的话，我们就要一而再，再而三地提醒自己。 我要对峙我的烦恼这个愤怒。
So that's why there is English, there is one saying, you have to try to become the better human than the whom you are yesterday. You got my point?
A better human than yesterday?
You have to become the, you have to try to better, you have to try the better human than whom you are yesterday. You have to try to become the better human than whom you are yesterday.
Okay, 所以在西方有句谚语就提到说我们必须让我们自己变成比昨天更好的人。
So that's why actually the daily prayer is something like that, a reminder for us. Daily prayer, when you're doing the Sunday, some whatever, the six guru yogas or whatever, that's just like a reminder in our mind. But now it's become the totally different. Now the Lama is saying, just read. Just, they are not saying, just think.So people think, oh, it's not to think, Guru Yoga and whatever, all the daily prayers, just only for the read. So it's happened like that. Now system is really changed.
那就好像如果我们每天都有在做功课的习惯，例如像我们持诵这个六字一切，那有的人会觉得说，哎，我的上师叫我念，那我就念，就把当作是个念诵而已。那事实上不是这样，应该是要去想。
So you can see in the every of the sadhana, you will see that the thing yourself self as a yamantaka, think yourself as like this. But actually, this should be think again and again like that way. You don't have to say that words. But right now, we are doing the totally opposite. We are just saying that word, think yourself as yamantaka. You are saying that word, but you are not thinking. Every the deity sadhana, yamantaka sadhana, is only, it's for the thinking sadhana, not a reading sadhana.
Mm-hmm.
Now we become the reading sadhana.
就好像我们在念诵仪轨的时候，可能会念诵到观想自身化为大威德金刚本尊，很多人呢都一直不断在念，事实上它不是要我们念，是仪轨要我们去观想，去想我们自身成为大威德金刚本尊。但是现在的仪轨都变成是念诵的仪轨，而不是去观想去想的仪轨。
So plus that, then there is one fear.Think that if you don't do it properly, you will born in hell or negative karma, you will have the negative result or born in hell, plus you will get the one more fear.
那就是，但是呢，大家都会很害怕，都还是在念诵这个仪轨，因为呢，说如果没念的话，可能会堕入恶趣，会堕入地狱道，所以大家很害怕，就一直在念。
So there is one lady asked me, I mean, it was a foreigner lady, asked me that she broke quite a long of the all this sadhana, what will happen? So I told, now you will born in hell.
那就是有个西方的女性就问仁波切说，哎，那我很久都没有去念诵，我应该念诵了这一国，那怎么办？仁波切就跟她说，那你会投身地狱道。
This is the Abdullana. If I say, no, you don't worry, you won't born in the hell. If I say like that, I'm... But she's hearing that again and again, the same thing that what I've told her, you will born in hell. Maybe so many people have told her that.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have told her that. This is another one very strange system as a builder.
Mm-hmm.
If she breaks the someone that during the daily prayer can born in the hell, then opposite what should happen, that if she say that prayer, she should born in the heaven.Saying the prayer is cannot born in the heaven, not saying the prayer, how can she born in hell? You get my logic?
So much again, about a heaven, again.
Okay, now, okay. It's just like that, when she breaks the saying the prayer,
mm-hmm.
if she can born in the hell,
mm-hmm.
then when she says the prayer,
mm-hmm.
she should born in the heaven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While saying the daily prayers can born in the heaven,
mm-hmm.
then only it's possible to saying the daily, not saying the daily prayer can born in the hell.
Okay.
Because if the not saying the daily prayers can born in the hell, saying the daily prayer should born in the heaven.
Yes, I'm okay. Yes. 那仁波切说 Yes, yes, I got it, I'm okay. 那仁波切说他告诉那个西方人说你如果没有念诵，如果说你没有在念诵本来应该用这种仪轨的话，会堕入这个 投身这个地狱道，那是因为他之前应该很多人跟他讲过这样的话，这好像是整个系统都会这样子告诉人家说，如果你没有好好做你日常日修的这个仪轨，会堕入这个地狱道。但是仁波切说，如果说我们没有好好念诵我们仪轨，我们毁损了我们念诵仪轨的这个誓言，会让我们堕入地狱道的话，那我们每天非常认真的念诵仪轨，应该会让我们投身到人天天道去。那如果说我这样，如果我们真的可以每三天送仪轨，就让我们投身到天道去，那才表示说，我们如果不能好好念诵仪轨的话，会堕入地狱道。
So that's why the system that what you brought is a very blind faith system that you introduce it. Very blind faith system you put it in. But in the reality practice is not like that.、
Mm-hmm. 那这样子会告诉我们说，如果我们违背了我们应该要持诵仪轨的这样子的一个誓言，会让我们堕入恶欲道这样一个系统，是这样子形成的。但是这样子并不是一个很实际的一个情况。
So every practice you have to remind yourself. You have to remind yourself that the, I should challenge the, all the negative thoughts. I should challenge my anger. I should overcome the, my anger. I should overcome the self-cherishing attitude. That you have to remind again and again in your mind. That is the first step, what we call that. There are four steps, first step.
所以在四义当中的第一力就是这个决心。这决心意思是要我们告诉我们自己，不断地提醒我们自己说，我一定要对治我的烦恼。我一定要对治我的愤怒。
This is the first step that actually the daily prayer. Daily prayer, the six guru yoga, everything is you have to do it by the mentally, not by the word. So since now the old people are doing by the word, not doing the mentally. So they don't have the first step at all.
现在我们很多人在做这个日常的修行，在念诵仪轨，例如像这个六十余写的时候，我们都是念智。我们并不是用我们的心去观想去思考六十一轨这样法本里面所讲的意义，这就表示什么？表示我们没有第一力，我们没有那个决心。
Yeah. So that's why what the important thing, that's why you can see the very important points. So that's why you can see the very important point. The first end is mentally, okay? What you have to practice, you have to start from the mentally.Now you have to look back and you're like, whatever you say, the prayers, whatever you do, the prayers, you are just saying by the word, not by the mind. This is one of the big mistakes we are doing.
所以在这边我们必须要提醒我们自己，我们最常犯的错就是我们在做日常功课，在念诵仪轨的时候，我们是念那个字，是逐字来念，而不是用我们的心去思考它的句意，它的内容。
Now the second point is that now the every antidote, apply the antidote for the negative thoughts. Whenever you generate the self-cherishing attitude, whenever you generate the anger, you have to apply the antidote. That is the second strength.
那所谓的第二力就是对治力。那对治力就是说，当我们起了烦恼。例如起的嗔心，我们要什么来对治它？这对治力。
那么 antidote means of whenever you have generated the anger, not the let the anger, not let the anger, not the, I mean the whenever you generate the anger, so you have to try to find some antidote for the, your anger. Otherwise, when you person normally when we generate the anger, we will do nothing. We will let the anger to do everything. That's the one big mistake what we are doing.
当我们真的起嗔心的时候，我们应该要想办法产生一个对治力来对治它，去解决这个嗔心。可是我们一般人都不会这样做，我们都会让我们的嗔心蔓延，看嗔心想要让我们做什么就做什么，这是错的。
So that's why whenever you generate the anger, whatever you generate, at least you can just chant the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, what mantra. So whenever you chant the once or twice, the later on, whenever you generate the anger or negative thoughts, automatically the mantra will come in your mouth.
举例来说，当我们起嗔心，我们要怎么对治？至少我们可以开始持咒，像 Om Mani Padme Hum, 我们可以持两次啊，三次啊。如果我们常这样持，之后只要我们起的嗔心， Om Mani Padme Hum 这样的咒语，它就自然会升起了。
So this is the, so one thing is, this is a, so something like that, what we have to do. So something like that. So that's why the, when, right now, the, what, whenever we generate a negative thought, we are not applying the antidote. Once we are not applying the antidote, it means that the, we are letting the, our negative thought like anger to increase. So it's getting the more potential, more power.
当我们起嗔心的时候，如果说我们没有想办法找到一个对治来对治它，这时候我们就等于任由我们的嗔心增长，让我们的嗔心更具有威力。
Because we cannot, we are not able to apply the antidote. Because we are not thinking that again and again to that, that we I have to challenge the, my anger. I have to challenge the, my self-cherishing attitude. We are not thinking that again and again. So that's why when anger, when we generate the anger, we never think to apply the antidote. That's the why. That's the main reason.
为什么我们在起嗔心的时候没有办法去对治它呢？那是因为平常我们没有一再的去想。当我生气的时候，我要想办法去对治它，因为我们没有一再去想这样的一个问题，所以当我们真的起嗔心的时候，我们就没有办法找到一个对治的方法来对治我们的嗔心。
Yeah. Okay, so can you hear me, Julie?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes, clear, I'm here.
Hello. Yeah, sorry. So a little bit difficult of the connecting the line.
No problem. Okay.
Okay, just you can tell sorry for that.
仁波切说很抱歉，网络有点不顺。没关系。
Yeah. Yeah. So, So now so that's the first stand or the second stand, isn't it? Now the second stand is we cannot apply the antidote properly because the main reason is we cannot antidote properly because the main reason is that we are not thinking it again and again to challenge our negative thought, okay?
为什么我们没有办法好好的去对治我们的这个烦恼？就是因为平常并没有一再的去想我想要对治我的烦恼。所以我们才没有办法找到对治的方法去对治我们的烦恼。
So now that you can see that this is the today you have the homework. Okay, homework. The first you have to think the positive point or the negative points of the self-cherishing attitude. That's the one point. Second point is that you have to apply thing again and again to challenge the your negative thoughts. Okay.
今天仁波切给我们的功课有两个。第一个就是我们去想我爱值到底有什么缺点，有什么优点。第二个就是我们必须要不停的去想我们要对治我们的烦恼。
So as I told you many times, when we have the more free times, what we'll think? We will take all the negative thoughts, negative points of the others and the wrong things, negative points. All we will think the unnecessary things when we have the free times to think.
仁波切曾经告诉我们，当我们有空的时候都在想什么，通常都在想别人做错了什么，或是别人有什么缺点，有什么过失，都是在想一些不必要的事情。
So once we have the freedom, we have to think the more of the unnecessary things and the wrong things more. So that's why now we have to reduce that of the thinking. What we have to do is to think the more of the positive thoughts.
当我们有空闲的时候，我们必须去减少去想那些不必要的事情。那怎么去减少呢？就是我们要多想一些正面的事，来让我们减少想这些不必要事情的时间。
I think I told you last time, when you going on the road, when you found the $100, you will feel very happy. I think I told you that before.
仁波切说上次有跟我们讲过，就是如果我们走在路上看到100块会觉得很开心。
Hello, can you hear me, Julie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, when you go in the, when you're on the way, when you found the $100, you will feel very happy. Now, on the while when they're going all the way, when you lost the $100, you will feel the very sad. Mm-hmm. So you will feel the sad.
Yes.
But when you look at these two points, the happiness will remain longer or the unhappy will remain longer.
Mm-hmm.
The happiness, the gaining the $100 will remain longer or the unhappiness, losing the $100 will remain the longer. That's the questions.
Mm-hmm. 上次仁波切应该有问过我们这样一个问题，就是如果我们在路上看到100块，那看到这100块，拿到这100块觉得的开心，和如果我们掉了100块，的不开心，这样比起来哪个持续比较久，是捡到100块的开心比较久，还是我们掉了100块的不开心会持续比较久？
Okay, you get my question, no?
大家有了解仁波切的问题吧？
So this is something like that. This is something like that. It's a very simple that the if you look from the reality point of view, it should be the same. Gaining the one happiness of the founding the $100 and the losing the $100, the unhappiness of the losing the $100. In the reality, it should be the same. But in the reality, it's not the same. But the logically, it should be the same. But in the reality, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.在理论上我们来分析，当我们捡到100块跟掉了100块的开心不开心应该持续时间会一样久，可是在现实上我们掉了100块跟得到100块这种开心跟不开心的感觉持续时间是不一样的。
So which will remain longer? Do you have any idea?
大家有没有什么想法？到底不开心久呢，还是开心久？
I think unhappiness will remain longer. Am I right?
那仁波切说，从他仁波切的个人经验来讲，觉得不开心会持续比较久，
对不对？
对对。
So there might be the many reasons why it lives the longest. There might be the many reasons and the many cause.
为什么不开心持续比较久？有很多不同的原因。
Because the happiness or the unhappiness, these two happiness and unhappiness is caused by the self-cherishing attitude. Both are caused by the self-cherishing attitude. The happiness which given by the self-cherishing attitude and the unhappiness given by the self-cherishing attitude. If you look at this point, the unhappiness which given by the self-cherishing attitudes remains longer.
嗯哼，嗯哼。事实上，当我们觉得开心或不开心，事实上都是源自于我爱值。那仔细去分析，我们会看到这个我爱值所影响而产生的这个高兴，跟不开跟我爱值影响的不开心，两个比起来，是我爱值所引起的这个不开心会持续的比较久。
So now the same thing is that what the happiness which you got from theThinking the others' welfare, that what the happiness you gain from the thinking the welfare of the others and the unhappiness you have got from the thinking with other welfares, these two is of totally opposite. When you get the happiness from the thinking the others' welfare, that happiness will be longer.
Mm-hmm.
The unhappiness, what you get from the thinking the others' welfare, it will be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the self-cherishing attitude, unhappiness will be longer.
Mm-hmm.那当我们反过来是替别人着想，当我们为了别人着想的时候，我们得到的快乐比起我们为别人着想所得到的不快乐比较起来，事实上为别人着想得到的快乐持续的时间会比较长，这跟我爱值所产生的快乐跟不快乐所持续的时间是不一样的。
In my life, I'm feeling some incidents that are very happy so many times. That the most incident why I feel so happy all the time is the incidents which I, at the time when I help the others. That incidents, whenever I think that incidents, I will always feel the happy.
仁波切说，以他个人的经验，当仁波切每次觉得特别的高兴的时候，都是因为仁波切帮助了别人，所得到的这个高兴会让仁波切觉得特别的强烈。
So I there are many incidents like that. I will give you the one incident example. I have many incidents like that, but the one incident I will give you an example. I think I told you before that.
仁波切在他的一生当中，这样的情况发生过很多次。那仁波切告诉我们一个例子。
It's in the so many years back. It's in the Dharamsala. I think I told that it's a Dharamsala days of one man who have just come to the hospital. I mean the medicine shop. He's buying the medicine. So he is having the stomach problem in the medicine. But the medicine seller told the price.And what happened is that he could not purchase that price and told that he don't want that all these medicines. He just want only half of the medicine.
那是发生在达姆萨的一个故事。有一个人生病了，他就到医院来买药。他主要是因为胃觉得不舒服。那时候他想要买药的时候呢，就发现说这个药费太高了，他没有办法负担，所以呢，他就说他只要买一半的药。
So at that time, I just told him that you don't have to reject the half medicine. I will pay for the whole medicine pill. That incident is not, money is not too much. Not too much, maybe 100 or 200, 100 I'm not remembered, but it's money is not too much in 10 rupees. But the incident that whenever I think it again, and I feel very happy that what I've done for that person. Even I don't know that person. Even that person don't know me. But that incident, what...Incident, whenever I think that it will give me the very happy, all the time, whenever I think it again and again.、
Mm-hmm.
Because this happiness it comes from the welfare of the thinking about others.
仁波切那时候就告诉那个人说，没关系，我会帮你付，你可以得到全部的药。那个钱大概是一到两百个卢比左右。仁波切说，后来呢，再去回想这件事情，每当想起来的时候，仁波切就会觉得真的很开心。那为什么会这么开心呢？那是因为仁波切在做这件事情的时候，是完全站在别人的立场，是为别人着想，所以仁波切会觉得特别的开心。
So incident just like that when I obtained the top of the top Haramba rank, top of the top Haramba rank, top of the top in the Tantric rank. These all the what I obtained.Few moments I feel very happy that time. Now, when I think of that incident again, I won't feel happy.、
Mm-hmm.
Because these also what happiness I generated at that time based on the self-cherishing attitude.、Mm-hmm. Because this, the ranking, top of the top ranking of the Haramba, top of the top Tantra is the thousands of the Gilupa's dream. I mean, the student dreams.、
Mm-hmm.
But I have obtained that, everything, the top and the top position. But that moment I feel very happy, few moments. After one or two days, become normal. Still right now, when I think back on this incident, I won't feel happy.Because that happiness is comes from the self-cherishing attitude.
那跟这件事情比较起来，仁波切就想到，当仁波切在过去得到哈拉巴格西第一名，以及这个密续的就是在密续的这个学位的第一名的时候，有可能很短暂的时间，仁波切会觉得开心。可是当后来仁波切想到这件事情的时候，并没有特别觉得开心，为什么？因为那时候的开心是源自于我爱子的缘故，所以后来仁波切会想这件事情。虽然这件事情是那么多人、那么多的这些学生大家的梦想，但是在当时得到的时候是觉得开心，后来再去想，并没有开心的感觉，因为这样的一个开心是我爱子，源自于我爱子的缘故。
So that's why in the Tibet, there's one of the great master. In the Tibet great master that in the Tibet, I mean the several years back, there's a great master in the one Tibet. He told the one thing, name, just a name of the getting the top of the top Haramba position. It's a nothing. It will be much better if he can get the one small piece of the wood. Small piece of the wood is the much better than getting the top of the top position of the Haramba. He told that.
那在西藏曾经有一个大学者，他曾经提到，对他来说呢，他觉得得到这个哈拉巴格西呢根本是没什么，他觉得比起得到哈拉巴格西，那不如得到一小块木材还更有用一点。
So yeah, so piece of the wood in the Tibet when they have to burn the fire, they have to put the woodIn the burn the fire, so that's why small piece of the wood is better than the getting the top of the top position of the Haramba.
那为什么这位学者会这样说呢？ 因为在西藏，如果有一小块木材就可以点火了。那所以呢，跟得到哈拉白格西，甚至于塔拉白格西第一名比起来，得到一小块木材是更有用。
So it's just like that. So that's why happiness which gain of the self-cherishing attitude. When I get at the top of the top position, there are so many phone calls comes to me congratulating me. So few moments happy because the self-cherishing attitude. Now once I think back that there's nothing happiness over there. Because this is based on the self-cherishing attitude.
因为我爱值得关系，所以当得到哈兰巴格西的时候，仁波切会觉得开心。很多人都会来恭贺仁波切得到哈兰巴格西的第一名。但是事后再回想，会觉得根本就不会那么开心，因为那时候的开心是源于我爱之。
Because you know that because in the Harambag issue, because of top position, always there are three, there are six monasteries, they have always have a challenging, they will see the which year, the which monastery come first. So that's why when I come the first at that, the 2002, they feel the Saraji got the cup.
那为什么会这样说呢？因为一般来讲，在得到这个哈兰巴格西的这个第一名，是有大概三到六间的这个寺院，有寺院一起共同推共同竞争的结果，最后会有这个哈兰巴格西的这个第一名出现。那因为仁波切在2002年得到哈兰巴格西第一名，所以那时候呢，就会有人觉得是色拉士得到了那个奖杯。
So that's why now you can see that the incident that which I paid for the money, maybe the inside and the 50 or 100 rupees paid for that gentleman who's having the buying the medicine, just the 50 rupees, I don't know that person. Still, I remember one time, I feel very happy that incident because he is just very sick. Even she cannot afford the medicine. So I have to give the medicine, paid the medicine. That incident make me very happy whenever I think again and again. Still I'm very happy whenever I remember that incident. I feel that I really done a very good thing. So because this happiness comes from the welfare of the thing, the welfare of the others.
仁波切去回想以前在达姆萨拉帮那个人付了钱买了药给他，每次只要想起来就觉得真的很开心，因为那个人真的病得很严重。虽然仁波切不认识他，他也不认识仁波切，但是仁波切这样的一个举动帮助了他，会让仁波切觉得真的很开心，直到现在想起来还是会觉得真的做了一件好事情。
So this is the now you can see that these all incident it shows very clear that the now the so that's why you can see the very clear that the unhappiness when we're losing the $100 the unhappiness is very longer very long because of the thinking of the self that unhappiness arises because you feel that I lost.So that's why unhappiness remains the longer.
当我们掉了100块会觉得不开心，是因为我们想到我们自己，是因为有我爱之，所以我们就会觉得说我掉了100块，我掉了100块。那因为这样子的想法会让这种不开心持续比较久。
Okay, now that's why now the second strength is now, as I told before, now the second strength is you have to think that whenever the negative thoughts like arises, self-cherishing attitude, or the anger, whatever the ego, whatever arises, you have to apply the antidote. That is the second strength. Second strength, you have to apply that. Okay?
所以呢，第二力就是对治力，我们必须呢去对治，当我们的我爱值产生的烦恼或产生的例如像嗔心，我们就要一直的波段去想要对治的方法来对治他们。
Yeah, that is the second strength you have to apply. Because the second strength, when you are the applying the second strength, what is happening is the applying the second strength. Then what you have to apply is once you apply it once, then automatically you will feel very easy to apply the second time.
那当我们呢，就是真的，我们要知道这个第二个力就是这个对治力。当我们呢开始去对治了之后，自然的第二次就会变容易了。
Okay. So this is we have finished the second strength. No, second strength. That's why now that you got the second strength. Now if you do like that, you will see that if you do like that, then every negative thoughts like a self-cherishing attitude, anger is not difficult to overcome. It's not difficult at all.
所以如果说我们有这个第二力的对治力，那不断的去想它之后，那之后如果我们要对治我们的我爱值，就不困难了。
So it's a very simple.
这非常的容易。
So that's why it's a very simple, it is, it, so that's why now the today, do you remember the my homeworks, isn't it? So we have to do the my homeworks, okay?
那大家还记得仁波切说的两个功课吗？
Okay, just find the okay, positive points or the negative points, okay? I think we will find the more positive point of the self-cherishing attitude.
那仁波切说，我们今天功课第一个就是要去找到我爱值的缺点跟优点。仁波切说，他觉得我们可能会找到优点是比较多的。
Okay. Then maybe now that maybe now what will you do is I will say the small prayers. Okay. Today I will say the small prayers. Okay.
那现在仁波切说要念一点祈请文。
This is just the small prayers. This is small prayers to pray for that you may all gain the strong potential or the strong ability to overcome the all of your negative thoughts. Okay.
仁波切说呢，今天念的这个提醒文是要回向我们所有的人呢，都可以，有这个更强的力量，可以来对治我们的烦恼。